Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
All right, and we are underway, TGI Friday, getting you ready for your weekend. What's going on? My name is Rick Tittle, and Rick Till, yeah, T-I-L. Nice to have you with us, wherever you're listening. Does that mic look dirty on Twitch? It does look dirty because it is, but I hate wind guards in studio.
I ain't popping my peas anyway, girl. Pop your peas. I wish you would. Pop your peas, please.
No one knows what that means unless you're in the industry. It's all insider stuff here. Rick Tittle for the next 3 hours talking sports with you. And on Twitch.tv, as I just mentioned, search for Sports Byline USA. And there we is. There we are. Some guests today. Jan Wall, our favorite. She will be in at 9:25. So coming up here in a little over 15 minutes. Film critic extraordinaire. She likes to come in on Fridays when we can have her. She also has a charity guest. Will be a surprise. At 10:10, I'll bring in Abby Dahlkemper, the pride of the Bay Area and a World Cup champion, marshaling the back line for Team USA in France last summer. Dave Turin will come back again. The Holy Shroud, I call him. I'll bring that up and see if he goes for it. But Dave's a great guy. He's from Gold Rush, got his own show on Discovery now. That'll be around 10:40. And then 11, I'll move into the broom closet, and I'll just be taking calls. But throughout the show, if you'd like to chime, we'd like to hear from you. And the number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's what gets you in and gets you heard. Big shout-out to our military listening on American Forces Radio Network. Hope you're getting ready for a outstanding weekend as well. I know for a lot of you, there's no such thing as a Friday night, and that's why I appreciate all that you do. She's got a big show. Come on back.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because right now at Staples, in honor of President's Day, you can earn 25% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
But hurry, because this 25% back in rewards offer is good this week only.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/22/20. See store or staples.com/25inrewards for details.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Ooh, thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him.
is addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Very nice. Thank you for that. Lines are open. Would love to talk sports with you. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, football, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, that type of stuff. We talked yesterday about the NFL proposing some changes for as early as next season and maybe doing a new CBA and ripping up the old one. And like, wait, I thought this was coming after 2021. But it included adding two more playoff teams. Only the top seed getting a bye, which I'm fine with. I wish no team got a bye. This is the only sport where you get a bye. You go from 4 to 3 preseason games, which you already really only play 3 anyway. The fourth one, everyone stands around. And a 17th regular season game on the table as well. So the regular season expansion, we've been talking about that for years, and a lot of owners have pushed for that extra game. But there are some surprised owners about this playoff format, and a lot of the players have been outspoken. Obviously, someone with a lot of followers on social media would be J.J. Watt, recently married. And he tweeted out a hard no on the proposed CBA. Richard Sherman has encouraged him, as well as others, to take leadership and voice their opinions, and some players have expressed that they want to see a more even distribution of money, which is exactly what I was talking about yesterday. And they want better health coverage in retirement. So, some have even proposed an extra bye week. Yes, an extra bye week, which I'm against. For player safety, they say. So, Adam Schefter of ESPN saying that this could go into effect in the upcoming season. So if we talked about this yesterday, had it been around last year, the Rams and the Steelers would have made the playoffs, 9-7 and 8-8 respectively. Kansas City and New England wouldn't have got byes. But if this all does happening, the first big scheduled alignment adjustment really since the NFL has done since 2002, when the league split into those 8 divisions with 4 teams, that's when the Texans joined in. Well, football fans love football. So wouldn't they be more excited about football? I don't know. It's not that simple. A lot of people have pointed out. Richard Sherman, by the way, said when he retweeted J.J. Watt's hard no on that proposed CBA, said, leadership, exclamation point, I am with you, exclamation point, please communicate with your team rep. All right. Jamal Adams, the Jets safety, put out a tweet and then deleted it, which is dumb to delete tweets. I understand if, you know, you get more eyeballs on it, but if you delete it, it just means you were ashamed of it and somebody screenshot it and it didn't go away. It's there forever. He wrote, more regular season games plus more playoff games equal more money for league and players. Everyone wins. And then Richard Sherman tweeted back at him, call me brother. It's never that simple. Got to go deeper than that in this. Now, Richard Sherman also got in a conversation on Twitter with former NFL players. Walter Thurman, the third, put out a lot more on the line. Well, Jeff Schwartz encouraged Sherman to enlighten the players who might be blinded by the short-term benefits of the change. He said, yes, please talk to the players who don't get it. Got to think long term. And Schwartz continues, quote, if the NFL gets two extra playoff teams and 17 games, the players better get some freaking money, better benefits like 50-50. We all accept the risk and all of these additional benefits, all of these additions benefit the owners' pockets mightily. Jeff Schwartz, by the way, former offensive lineman. And then Pat McAfee, the former punter, who's older than I am, he just chimed in. And he did not want Sherman to just enlighten the players. He wanted to hear why this wasn't a great idea, because when Sherman put out, call me brother, it's never that simple, got to go deeper than that in this, Pat McAfee said, quote, hey, boss, I think the world deserves to hear why this isn't a win-win, as is. If you ever feel the want to let folks know, I'd be honored to chat with you about that, betting on yourself and getting a massive bag, making the Super Bowl again and such. Cheers, man. Sherman then responded, Pat, as a former player, I believe you know why, but I would love to get back on and have a conversation about it, but it's going to be a tough time right now. And he wrote, appreciate you as always. First time I've seen that word, not appreciate, one P, just capital P with appreciate there. Damian Woody, then he chimed in. Let me ask this question. What is wrong with the current NFL playoff format? I don't like change for the sake of change. So then Trey Adams put out a tweet, said, a 7-9 team walking into the playoffs next season like... And then he had this guy who came out in a GIF just like strutting into like an MMA ring. So NFL Memes put out one, that, which is a pretty funny account. It says the 6-10 Cowboys walk into the playoffs next year under the new format and shows this big cowboy party. Sports Pickle said, pretty excited for the Browns to be the NFL's first 0-17 team. That's not bad. Not bad at all. Now, if 17 games, yes, 44% of the league makes the playoffs. I don't really care about it. Somebody tweeted out, hey, NFL, maybe instead of tweaking the playoffs, which not one person had a problem with, we could focus on the horrific officiating that was displayed all season. Before we worry about who's in the playoffs, let's make sure they get there fairly. At NFL officiating, maybe, anyone? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. So what do you think about it? Do you care? I think it's a great idea. Another team can make the playoffs, more excitement, an extra game. We already have the communist plot of the bye week, which was supposed to help people recover, and it's for safety. No, it's not. It's just to make the season an extra week long. That's all it is. That's all it is. 1-800-878-PLAY. One other little NFL note. We know that Joe Burrow is going to go to the Bengals, barring some revelation that he's a neo-Nazi, which he's not. And they still might pick him. But Tua Tagovailoa is still rumored to be a top five pick. He's had a positive checkup on his hip. and he should be cleared for football activities in a couple of weeks. He did an interview on NFL Network, and Tua was asked, what is your ideal scenario? He said, if you're saying to me, if I can choose what team I can play on, as far as my favorite team growing up, then I probably will tell you the Cowboys. So then they said, well, what about Dak Prescott? He said, I'm not trying to bump him. I'll learn under him. I'd handle it the way the coaches there want to handle it. Honestly, I just want to be able to play again. I wouldn't mind learning under whatever guy that's the starter. Give me a whole year to rest up and then go back out and compete, but I just want to go back out and play. And I like the fact that he didn't give the PC answer. The PC answer is always, oh, whatever. I had Kaepernick on the show the day before the draft when he was still at Reno, and I said, what about the Raiders and the Niners? They've been rumored. And he goes, oh, sir, that would be, he's so polite. Either one of those teams would be a dream come true, but I just want to be on a team. I just want to play in the NFL. Now, there's no doubt. Now, people say, like me, kind of reminds me of Mariota, who's now benched. And, you know, whose records did he break down there for touchdown passes? Ken Stabler? Joe Namath? No, A.J. McCarron. And A.J. McCarron is not an NFL quarterback that you want. But Tagovailoa, people, the headline is, oh, no, he doesn't want to go to Miami. That's not the headline. He just said, oh, I'd love to play for the Cowboys. That's not, the headline is not, I hate the Dolphins, please don't draft me. But that's how some people will take it. I'm Rick Tittle, come on back.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the product they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608.
That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Ah, whatever.
Me too.
Thank
Me
you
too,
for that.
Girl.
That's the voice of Jan Wall, who is with us. And if you're watching on twitch.tv, you can see her there on our high def webcam.
Ooh, high def.
780p.
Wow.
Oh, no, 1080p. How about that?
Ooh.
Jan, you know, we've had so many guests recently and fantastic guests, but we haven't really got down to some of the nitty gritty of some of these films. And every once in a while, you get upset and you turn from Jan to Mad Jan.
Mad Jan, yes. Well, I'm really mad on this one, barking mad, because it's about The Call of the Wild. And it's a wonderful Jack London story.
Harrison Ford remake.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jack London wrote it. Great. Excuse me. Great.
We all had to read
it
in high school, didn't we?
Well, yeah, but my father used to read it to us when I was a little girl. And, you know, I mean, it's a classic. It's a great story. I love anything about the Yukon or Alaska. I'm all into that area and the history of that area. But I'm telling you why. It's only because of one reason. It's like I was all upset because they didn't use Judy's voice in Judy, right? So I'm all upset about this. Why did they have to use an animatronic dog? Why? In this day and age, you could use a real dog. You could add a little animatronic if you have to, a little CG, a little special effects. The whole movie is that. Okay, but that's not bad enough.
Is it blatantly bad?
Well, yeah. Well, not bad. I mean, it's well done.
I mean
but
technically, does the dog look real?
Nah. And no, not to me.
Do you remember the Ethan Hawke White Fang movie?
Uh-huh.
I like that
That looked
movie.
Real. And definitely. And most dogs in these movies look real and look good. This dog looks real, but not really. And here's the crazy part. Here's the part, like, you think something can't be worse, and then it becomes worse. Okay. Harrison Ford went around. He promoted this movie like crazy, so I could tell he owned a piece of it or it's in his contract, because he's not one to go out and promote. But he kept telling everybody, this is a fake dog. This was a real guy, right? And they used motion, you know, motion-driven, so he had little dots on him and stuff. It was a real guy, and I even scratched behind the real guy's ears, so I was scratching a real man instead of the dog. So he made it clear. And so he ruined it for everybody, for kids, for adults. What a dopey, boneheaded move.
You think the studio's upset about that?
You know, I was trying to think of that because you can't tell Harrison Ford anything. You know, a lot of movie stars live on their egos, and he's certainly one that does that. Mm-hmm. I've interviewed him. I mean, he is the most arrogant man you could think of.
Really?
Totally arrogant. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Ever
you
since,
hear that, Harrison? Hear it? Hear it?
Well, you know, he's a big fan of mine, and we go flying all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, well, I suppose I'll be hearing from his attorney soon. Maybe his agent. Oh, well, that's how it goes.
All right, well,
I'll never work in this town again.
That's I love the sass. Mad Jan, we're just getting started.
That's right.
There was a couple more flicks. Standing Up, Falling Down with Billy Crystal. Mm-hmm. It, great star, hilarious comedian. It sounds like it has something to do with comedy.
And alcohol?
What's wrong with it?
Standing Up, Falling Down. Well, in journalism, we call it burying the lead. You know the expression,
yes.
Why did you bury the lead?
Right.
Well, in
this By the
case,
way, why do they spell lead L-E-D-E?
Nobody spells it like that.
I hate
it.
What
is wrong with you? Nobody spells it like that.
Oh, it's not wrong with me. I get upset. I thought the lead was the L-E-A-D. It was the
lead.
Well,
it is. Where did you?
Everyone writes burying the lead, L-E-D-E, and I feel like
nobody I know writes it like that.
All right, thank you.
It's your friends.
Okay. My friends in the media. So, all right. Anyway, I'll let you continue. This movie.
That's like when you, when I always compare that to when you told me the Book of Mormon wasn't vulgar enough.
Oh.
For you.
I maybe three swear words on that for me. I saw it on Broadway.
It's a whole song.
In New York.
It's nothing but swear words.
I was really hoping for something maybe tawdry. And it was so PG.
You are killing me. And I can't wait till it comes to San Francisco. It's coming again. I've seen it twice, but it's coming again.
I don't know if I could go again.
Well, you are just...
I think it's a one-timer. All right, so Standing Up, Falling Down.
Standing Up, Falling Down. Bearing the Lead. What it means to people who don't know, because I was just explaining it to someone the other day, what bearing the lead means, it means that you take the most important thing and then you put it way in the fourth paragraph or at the end. You know, you forget to put it as a throughway and right at the beginning, basically. You don't bury the lead. So anyway, this is something that they did with Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal is so good, so funny, so witty. He plays an alcoholic dermatologist. Mm. Now, those are not two words that often go together. Yeah. Alcoholic dermatologist. But rich he's so funny.
But rich people do drink a lot.
Well, he's not rich in this. He's not. He's just he wears a pork pie hat, you know, like Buster Keaton, and he's funny. You know, he's an older Billy Crystal.
That's what you do when you start
funny.
Going bald, you know. Men,
is that right?
They wear the goofy hats like pork pie.
Pork pie hats. Yeah. Okay. Well, he is funny, and he's good, and every time he's on, it's interesting. But when he's not on, not so much. Now, it's about a stand-up comic who fails in L.A. We all know that those people exist, Ben Schwartz, and he's good. He's all right. You know, he's not great. He's not Adam Sandler, but he's all right. His sister is played by Meryl Streep's real-life daughter, and she is just terrific. She is called Grace Gummer, and isn't that a great last name, G-U-M-M-E-R?
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird name. I mean, if you have good teeth, why do you call yourself that? Anyway, Grace Gummer. She is really funny as this caustic. She serves fast food. They both are at home, okay? Mm-hmm. They're stuck at home because they have no money and no life.
And what do you hate is we didn't get to the meat of it until an hour in or what?
No, it's just Billy Crystal isn't in it enough. He's just not in it enough. His story is the interesting story. His story, they could have done, what was he like young? What was he like? You know, there's enough of him around.
Did you like Mr. Saturday Night?
Yes, very much. Mr. Saturday Night was one of the only movies I had. I saw it by myself, and I went to a movie alone last night. Sometimes I just don't want to be talking to anybody.
I do.
And you do that too?
We have no friends.
Yeah, we have no life. We have no friends. Oh, my God. Anyway, just me and Grace Gummer. But anyway, after Mr. Saturday Night, this great unsung Billy Crystal film.
It's kind of mean-spirited,
too. Very mean-spirited. But I pulled over the car and cried. I cried because there's a theme to that film that is so real to me. You know, movies are not just entertainment and escapism. I mean, it's great when they do that. And I go to movies a lot for that, but it's not just that. It also could be cathartic. It could touch you inside.
Yeah. I cried after one movie in the car, Revenge of the Nerds. It really spoke to me.
I bet. Anyway, the reason I cried is because it's got this throughway story about why do you love show business? Why did you go into show business? He did it to make his mother laugh. Remember, that's a big theme in it. And I did it to make my father laugh.
Mm.
And when I made my father laugh, it was like nothing else. I once made him laugh so hard. Basically, we had to pull off the freeway. We lived in L.A., and, you know, that's not easy there. Mm-hmm. And
did you get along with your dad? Okay?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. He was my best friend. He was very theatrical. He played big band drums. Mm-hmm. He was very theatrical. He sang. He went to Shell Shock Veterans and sang.
Wow.
We called them Shell Shock back then.
Yes,
this was before.
Now it's PTSD.
Correct. Yeah. But there were hospitals in L.A. There was a VA hospital near where we lived. And he would round up some of his showbiz friends. And they would go and sing for musicals. And he's saying, I'm getting married in the morning. And he's saying, Joey, 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 and from A Most Happy Fella, and all these songs. And they just loved it. I went with him a few times.
How cool.
So we got along. He was
incredible.
Because
usually when you hear, I wanted to make my dad laugh, it makes him sound like some stern,
stern. Martinet. Not at all. My mother was more stern than he was, and she wasn't very stern. She was mostly the laugher in the audience. You know, she was always applauding us.
That's very nice.
Very nice. But anyway, that movie is very tough, especially the last half. But you know, I think it's a very real and thoughtful film. His one-man show, Billy Crystal's one-man show about his life. You know how what his father did? He owned a record company in New York City, and he grew up on the lap of Ella Fitzgerald.
Well, that was funny when Billy Crystal tells a story about how he said, "Dad, we should sell these black records." And he goes, "I'm not selling any black records." And he's like, "Everyone's buying them." And he goes, "I'm selling black records."
Right. And he did well doing that.
Yeah.
So,
aren't all records black? I mean, music by African Americans. We'll get to some other things here. We're going to go to break here in about a minute. But, I might want to dive back into the because the thing is, like, for you, you've been in show business.
Yes.
Sometimes on the periphery and sometimes right in the heart of it for how many years now?
Since I was a little girl. I mean, since I was in elementary school.
You were a stagehand, right?
Well, no, I was a stage manager.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. I had the best experience when I went to the Johnny Mathis concert this last week.
Oh, yeah.
He was great. We've had him on the show here. And he sings like he's 40.
Wow.
I mean, and I was in the front row and he sang beautifully. Mm. Nova Brock. You know, often older singers get that, or losing breath.
No voice box, all natural.
All natural. And he just killed the audience. It was completely sold out. He did all his hits. I mean, we died. It was so well done. But I talked to the stage manager afterward because, you know, I like to talk to people. And I noticed there was a woman stage manager. And she told me that Johnny Mathis, she had been with him 27 years, but she told me he tells a story that he didn't tell us, that he turned down the Rat Pack. When he was 19,
wow.
He went and saw the Rat Pack, and he turned them, and they asked him, Dean Martin said, we could use, oh, is this Johnny?
No.
Oh, sorry. You were trying to shut me up. You got the
No, I have to go. Oh. I'm not trying to shut you up. I just had to go to a commercial.
Commercial. Oh, yeah. Let me just finish quickly.
This is Berlin, by the way. Anyway, go ahead.
Berlin. Anyway, he turned them down, the Rat Pack. Because
that's amazing.
He didn't want that lifestyle. He saw them drinking and staying up late.
Yeah.
He tells Sinatra, "I don't stay up late." And you know what? Sinatra didn't have him killed.
And we'll be right back.
Don't go out to eat. Go out to Eata at Chili's. Chicken or shrimp fajitas are now on 3 for $10. So hear that chicken sizzle.
Ooh, yummy.
Or that shrimp sizzle.
They sound so similar.
People laughing and having fun. hey, Gary, maybe take it down a notch. It's a bit much.
Sorry.
Just kidding, Gary. Live your truth. Go out to Eata at Chili's for 3 for $10. That's a starter, fajita, and Coke, all for $10. Together, we Chili's. At participating restaurants only. Price may vary in Hawaii.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Sometimes when I'm driving on the road at night, I see two headlights coming toward me. Fast, I have this sudden impulse to turn the wheel quickly, head on into the oncoming car. I can anticipate the explosion, the sound of shattering glass, the flames rising out of the flowing gasoline.
Right. Well, I have to go now, Dwayne, because I'm due back on the planet Earth.
Tittle ain't the man, but Rick Tittle know who the man is, and he slapped his white fanny.
All right, welcome back to the show, whatever that means. Jan Wall is with us,
yeah.
And now she's Twitch TV, people watching, she's rocking the shades.
I'm so happy, though, because you played a moment from Annie Hall just then with
one
Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
And that's a great moment. I'm due back on planet Earth.
Love
I mean,
that.
It's just so
he was
good.
An unknown back then, really.
Well, kind of, yeah. But, yeah. You mean Chris Walken.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so. But it's a movie, you know, we're talking about movies that really feed our souls and kind of touch us. We're talking about Mr. Saturday Night and Billy Crystal because he's in this new movie, Standing Up, Falling Down, which isn't very good. But anyway, Annie Hall is one of these movies that touched me on a personal level because I'm married to, it's about people coming from different worlds that get married. And I'm married to a Lutheran from a town of 300 in Iowa. And mm-hmm. I'm a Jewish girl from L.A., mm-hmm. Show business all the way. You asked me when I started. I started in elementary school. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jane Mansfield and lots of other big
poor
names.
Poor Jane Mansfield.
Oh, she was a great gal, though.
She wore
was in
a
PTA.
Scarf in the car.
Oh, that was a sad thing. God, you go right to the icky.
Sorry. My grandfather was Lutheran. He came from Denmark.
Ah, well, yes. They came from Germany. And mm-hmm. Everybody in this town of 300 is sort of related, it seems like. And they all, really don't talk about anything but the weather. They're very quiet people. And when mm-hmm. I'm there, this town called Grafton, Iowa, they think that I'm selling. They think I'm always selling something.
They call you Hurricane Jan?
Well, I don't even, yeah, no. It's more like, what's she selling? You know, these guys in overalls asking my husband, what's she selling?
All right. Another, by the way, today's theme is that Jan is upset. She didn't like the Call of the Wild movie with the fake dog. She didn't like
it. And I love dogs, and I love Jack London, so it doesn't make sense.
Standing Up, Falling Down, Billy Crystal, Not Enough Billy. There's another movie with Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Called Ordinary Love.
Oh, jeez.
He's not searching for his daughter in this one?
No, he's not looking for his daughter. Okay. He's being kidnapped and all that. No. And I love Liam Neeson. I mean, please, Schindler's List, forget about it.
Remember that movie, The Mission?
Yes.
One of my favorite movies of all time. Jeremy Irons.
Oh, my goodness.
Robert De Niro. He played a young priest in that. He also played the role of Churchill in The Bounty. Mm-hmm. That great movie with Mel Gibson and
Wonderful
Anthony
film.
Hopkins.
The third film version of Mutiny on the Bounty. Fantastic
I finally
film.
Saw the first one.
You did? With Clark Gable and Charles Lawton?
No. Oh, sorry. I guess I saw the second
you
one.
Saw Trevor Marlon Howard Brando and
Marlon
and Trevor
Brando.
Howard.
Yeah.
How great is Trevor Howard in that?
Yeah. How good and is Marlon Brando? He seems so feminine.
That's right. The word is foppish.
And then he gets tough.
I actually interviewed Marlon Brando on the set of Don Juan DeMarco, and he said that he was playing it as a fop, F-O-P.
Sure.
So I went home and I looked up fop, and that was a very Oscar Wilde kind of
fancy
thing.
Fancy
boy. Yeah, fancy boy. And he said because in the, he was nobility, Fletcher Christian in that.
Yeah.
But certainly nothing like Gable, hunk of burning love. You got to see the first one.
Don Rickles once said, people think Clark Gable was a great actor. And he really wasn't because he would go like this. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Great actor. Cut.
Who wants to go get a sandwich on this break?
Oh, honey, you should look as good as Clark Gable. You should be as hot.
I'm just saying,
Clark Gable.
Don Rickles said he wasn't that great of an. It's a joke.
I know. I dig Don Rickles. I dig his whole act. It's such an original.
All right, I take you down all these Mary Poffs, darling.
Yes.
Sorry, Mary Dawns. Ordinary Love.
Wrong?
What's wrong?
What's right?
What's extraordinary?
There's nothing right in this.
Okay.
The only right thing is it's a marriage that's been together a long time. Liam Neeson and a wonderful actress, Leslie Manville, beautiful face, wonderful actress. The two of them have been married a long time. They have this great relationship where you're very used to each other. You kind of banter back and forth in a comfortable, funny way and all of that. Well, she gets cancer right at the beginning of the movie, and she's diagnosed. The whole movie then becomes nothing. I mean nothing. And that's right like 10 minutes in. It's just diagnosis, cancer, operations, chemo, and recovery. And that is all. 100% over after that. Why? How? How do they
sell
this?
I guess people who go through such things.
Yes.
And cancer has touched every family pretty much.
Yes,
and if it,
it
hasn't,
has.
You're
mine,
very lucky.
Yours, everybody's.
Maybe people will find empathy in seeing the struggle and then what it sounds like a recovery here.
Well, it sounds like one, yes. But the thing is that it's not a the struggle as much as it's the actual acts of it. It's what it's like to go through chemo.
So there's nothing
not at all entertaining. The only thing I would say is it's worth seeing because Liam Neeson is such a strong, powerful actor. It's worth seeing if you have someone in your life who's going through chemo, who has been told they have cancer, and what this relationship is like to go through it together. You get anger, guilt, recriminations, all kinds of things. But it just is one note, and it's a sad note. However, if you have someone or you've gone through it, my sister went through chemo. I don't particularly want her to see this. She already went through it. She doesn't need to sit.
Right.
It's what Hitchcock always called sink-to-sink movies, where you're washing dishes in the sink, then you go to a movie, and they're washing dishes in a sink. I mean, nothing else happens. It's like The Assistant, that movie I killed the other day.
Oh, yeah, you hate it.
Yeah, I hate it. Mm-hmm.
Jan Wall's with us.
But there are movies I love. I don't hate everything. I just, when I do, I'm honest. Pauline Kael has a documentary out right now. She was a film critic and really huge film critic for The New Yorker and other places. And she always said for a woman to state her truth when it's not pleasant or not what people want to hear is very difficult. You have very few women doing this kind of work. Very few.
Now, a movie that
like
we do.
None.
a movie that we both love, and apparently everybody is.
Yeah.
Parasite. Our commander in chief doesn't like the fact that
a
non-American film won.
And he saw it when?
He didn't see it.
Oh, he didn't. Oh.
He just doesn't like the fact that he said that we were having problems with South Korea, so why would we have one of their movies win, which makes so much sense.
I'm so glad we have a president who's a film critic. I really am. I've been waiting for this. Actually, a lot of people have talked about film. JFK loved PT-109 with Cliff Robertson. Of course, it was his story.
Sure.
He also loved the James Bond series, and especially From Russia with Love and all of that. I mean, he's always, so this has happened before, and certainly other presidents have talked about, Eisenhower, other people, they've talked about movies, war movies and such. And I think that this is strange, though, because if he didn't see it, which I don't think he did, also it's subtitled. And what's so sad about, the producer said, well, he can't read.
Exactly.
But that's his opinion. That's what the producer said. I'm not saying that. Here's what I'm saying is that this is an international film. This is the international language of cinema, and it's something to be applauded, not derided.
I can tell you now that I'm a little bit of a snob. When anything is dubbed now, I turn it off.
Well, most things aren't dubbed.
I can't do it. Every once in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was ended.
It's weird. Every once in a while on Netflix or Amazon, I'll see something is dubbed, and I just can't sit through it. I remember in the 80s, there was a movie I really liked with Christophe Lambert called Subway. It's about people who lived in the in the French metro.
Right.
And they formed a little band, and he was also a safe cracker.
Right,
remember that
movie? Right, yes, of course.
Isabelle
Adjani. Isabelle Adjani.
Jean Reno was on the drums.
It was a hit.
I saw it in the Kabuki. This is like in 87. And then I rented it on VHS because I wanted to show my friends, and it had been dubbed. And it lost all its charm
of
for
course,
me.
Of course, of course.
Because it's like, hey, man, should we crack that safe instead of... And I'm like, it's like we just lost the whole thing. I hated it.
Oh, I couldn't stand it. One of the first movies I ever saw that changed my life, it's called Juliet of the Spirits. And it's a Fellini film. And then I went into all the Fellini films because the visuals... In those days, it was the 60s and 70s. And, you know, psychedelics were very popular. And it seemed like... Fellini had really caught on with the psychedelic people, and I just love the way he talked about the mind. And Julia the Spirits is about a woman who completely loses her mind because her husband is having an affair, and she's being gaslit. You know, that's a big word now. Gaslit.
Yeah.
Do you know about that? About gaslighting? Are you being gaslit? It's from a movie. You know, it's from a movie with Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer, Gaslight. And it's about being told something that you know isn't true, but you believe it. And it's a most interesting word.
Now we say things like
and then you're
catfish.
Told that you're crazy. You know, you're told that you're crazy. And so you believe you're crazy. So you're being gaslit. Go ahead.
Fellini, those movies, they can be a bit much. I'll just say that.
I see.
Jay Leno has the line whenever he's in a place with weird, you know, weird people. He says it's like being at a Fellini casting call.
I could see that.
Now, there are some times when, and this happens, I think, with every generation, you're told something is genius or maybe a misunderstood genius, and you go in hoping so much that you'll get it. It's like me with... the MoMA or the Tate Modern, and I see an upside down toilet spray painted pink, and a display was literally, I'm talking about real things, a bowl of mashed potatoes.
Absolutely.
Another
the
one
Tate
was,
Modern especially.
Yeah, it's just a can of Comet sink cleaner, and I'm like, I'm sorry, this is trash. I could do this. I have no artistic ability. And I'm not going to sit there and say, this is about the duality of man. No, it's not. It's some jackass who put down a thing of detergent.
Right.
So that was kind of, I have to admit, that was kind of with me with Fellini. Like, I didn't get it.
Okay, I can understand that.
But I've only seen two of his movies.
But then, you know, then I'm thinking in Star Wars, the thing I love about Star Wars, and the new one does this too, is they have the bar scenes where you have all
the...
Yeah, the cantina. Oh, I love that stuff. And that's very Fellini-esque to me. And there's other times. There's a wonderful Johnny Depp movie, wonderful, called To Live in... It's about Las Vegas. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, okay?
Isn't that the Hunter S. Thompson?
Yes, yeah. Hunter S. Thompson. Mm-hmm. And there's one scene that reminded me of Fellini, and it's when he's in Circus, and he's dropped acid. And the way things are coming at him, and people kind of turning into rhinos, and the rug breathes. The rug starts breathing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's moments that remind me of Fellini, too. So I think a lot of filmmakers have been influenced by him.
Yeah. And I've never done any drugs in my life, so I can't
really... Is that right?
No interest, yeah. And I'm not an evangelist. Do whatever you want. Live and
in
let live.
In high school?
No. All my friends did, though.
Well, yeah.
I drank beer. I'm not completely choir boy. So the whole thing about, ooh, it's like being on shrooms or acid, it's lost on me.
That's too bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not missing out on anything.
I mean, I'm just sorry because the visuals are things that you can't explain to people. The visuals are really amazing. I think you should, rethink that.
Right after this show, I'm going to go out.
Drop some mushrooms. Get some shrooms. Yeah.
I'm going to go get three hits of acid.
Right.
Jan Wall, hard drugs. Yes. Two thumbs up. Thanks for coming in again, Jan.
Hey, as long as you stop.
Rick Tittle OD, Jan Wall held by police. Come on back.
Hey, Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You guys will wear jerseys for teams that you're not even on. But you think you're on the team? You'll be like, yeah, last night I guess we just didn't score enough. Last night I guess we just didn't play enough defense. We? The Redskins don't need you. Okay, that's like me watching Grey's Anatomy in scrubs.
Don't be getting your granny panties all in a bunch. We got Rick Tittle up in here.
We got Rick Tittle up in here. All right. Thank you for that. And Jan is always a little bit crazy. Closing out hour number one. By the way, Abby Dahlkemper will join us coming up here in about 10 minutes. World Cup champion. Trae Young made his All-Star debut on Sunday, and he got back into the swing of things, roasting the Miami Heat for a career-high 50 last night. 20 coming in the fourth quarter. Atlanta won 129-124. He was virtually indefensible, needed just 25 shots to get 50. 18 from 19 from the line, 8 of 15 from 3. And he'll be forever connected to Luka Doncic, we know. And I said at the time, I love Doncic, but I love Trae Young too. His defense is awful, we know that, but he is magic. And there was a play where he crossed up Andre Iguodala and then hit a three Andre Iguodala almost broke his ankles. This is one of the best defenders of his generation. And yes, the Hawks have had a bad season. They traded for Clint Capella, and they're going to be north of $70 million at the cap this summer. John Collins has a 25-game suspension for PEDs. Rookie Cam Reddish looks broken. But Young is 21 years old. This guy, yeah, he's not Luka Doncic, but he is going to be he already is a really good player. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Taliban leader says a terrorist group will sign what he calls a historic agreement with the United States. The Taliban's deputy leader says in a New York Times op-ed the deal would reduce the violence for 7 days and could lead to a withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. A new White House report says the U.S. economy is growing faster than expected. The annual economic report released by the president says the economy added more jobs, experienced a lower unemployment rate, and grew faster than projections in the August 2016 report by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. President Trump's Director of National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, explains why to Fox News.
Low taxes, rollback regulation, energy independence,
gotcha.
Great trade deals that are going to promote an export boom just in 3 weeks.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
A winter storm is making travel tricky for folks in North Carolina and Virginia. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A winter storm dumping snow on millions in North Carolina and the state of Virginia this morning. More than 12 million Southerners are under winter weather alerts, including folks in Charlotte and Raleigh, North Carolina, the state's two biggest cities.
For the second year in a row, the number of people who died in car crashes declined in 2019, according to the National Safety Council's preliminary estimates released on Thursday. The data shows an estimated 38,000 people died in motor vehicles on the road last year, a 2% decrease from 2018, which is a 4% decrease from 2017. Aside from fatalities, the council recorded 4.4 million people suffered injuries that resulted from the car crash, which is also a 2% decrease from 2018. These injuries were so serious that they required medical attention. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Intelligence officials warned House lawmakers last week that Russia is meddling in the 2020 election once again. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
There were two briefings, February 13th to House members and February 14th at the White House.
the election security head for the department, director of national intelligence, in both briefings made the assertion that Vladimir Putin is trying to help President Trump win in 2020. The president heard about the briefings from sympathetic House Republicans and reportedly exploded in anger, saying conclusions were being jumped to or he was being set up by Democrats. President Trump berated and pushed aside his acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, even though the director of the FBI recently said the same thing. He has now appointed Richard Grenell for that post. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidates are getting their last-minute campaigning in before Saturday's Nevada caucus, and President Trump is also campaigning in Nevada. These Trump supporters say the Democrats don't stand a chance in 2020.
I think Minnie Mike's going to spend a lot of money for nothing. You know, no one can out, you know, debate, you know, Donald Trump.
He's a man, you know, he's our president. There's no way. There's no competition.
You have to put up a superstar to go against him, and what I'm seeing is it's not happening.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Oh, a quick hard news break. Who loves that? Everybody. We're here for another 2 hours talking sports with you, for the most part. We got Dave Turin. Dave made a name for himself on Gold Rush, and he had a spinoff last year called Lost Mine, and he's back. We'll do that in about a half hour. But coming up after the break, Abby Dahlkemper, who was part of the granite-like defense for the United States women's national team, is, I'm not going to say offensive lineman. They don't get offensive linemen sometimes. You don't even notice them unless there's a flag on them, and then you hate them. Unsung heroes. To be the center half on the United States national team and to win World Cups, plural. That's pretty awesome. So we'll have Abby on. And your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. Somebody asked me if I was going to have Dan Soder in again, who's in town. And like I've explained, Dan Soder is doesn't need to do press because he's sold out. And I think if you sell out, then you should be able to hang out in your hotel room and not get up at the crack of dawn to do Good Morning Sacramento or whatever else is going on. So very cool that Dan has reached those heights, being that he has an HBO. Getting an HBO special will pretty much do that for you. But anyway, listening to this show, however you're doing it, we have several ways. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to participate. 1-800-878-7529. But we're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, Twitch, twitch.tv, there I am in my zip hoodie and my reading glasses. We're here for you that way as well. Plus, anytime you want to be a part of the proceedings through email, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. So, as I said, 2 hours, Abby Dahlkemper on the other side, talking a little soccer with you and me. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Earn double points on all sale items like wiper blades, motor oil, tools, and more. Are your wiper blades streaking, chattering, or skipping? Save $8 per pair on Bosch Icon wiper blades, plus earn double O'Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
This man is absolute magic! It belongs in a different galaxy altogether.
If you look up fly in the dictionary, y'all see a picture of Rick Tittle.
Pretty damn good, that's it!
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to be joined by World Cup champion Abby Dahlkemper. And she is here talking about how massage envy helps with her skin. We'll get to that in just a second. But, Abby, I know you're from this neck of the woods. You're from Menlo Park. So how many hearts did you break on the farm when you decided to go to Westwood to play college soccer?
I don't know. But Stanford's a great university, and obviously it's, like, considered home to me. I loved my time at UCLA, and I wouldn't change a thing.
Brought a national championship to the Bruins for the first time ever, and Abby is a center back, and so you don't get the love, obviously, that a Rapinoe or a Morgan or a Wambach might get, but without you, there are no cups, there are no medals. When did you, because I don't think too many people start off wanting to be a center back. Little kids always want to score all the goals. When did you find out that stopping goals was more your forte?
Heading into U-17, youth national teams, and going into college, I started really, like, honing in on the center back position.
Would you think of yourself as more of a, you know, just sit in the box and stop all those crosses, or like a libero and just sweep forward and you know, come down box to box? What type of game do you like to play?
I think, you know, I like to play whatever game helps my team win. So I like to hope that I'm versatile enough to, you know, be able to stop a goal or cross and be able to, you know, play make from the back.
What about, like, you know, wing backs coming down, running up and down the whole time? Or do you sort of like to direct traffic and be in control of the offside trap and all that?
I think it depends, but I think you kind of have to, like, follow the run. If, there's not really, like, offside. Well, not many teams are doing offside traps anymore. So the game has evolved, definitely. And, you know, women's soccer in general is at the top of the game. And I think, you know, all across the world, teams are getting better. And the standard is just getting placed higher and higher.
Well, that's what I was noticing, not just this last World Cup in France, but basically I'd say the last three World Cups. It used to be that I worked that 91 World Cup in China back here on the television side, and there wasn't a lot of parity. It's crazy now, the parity, but that's good for us too, because that just ups our game in America, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, the other teams in the world are getting better. You know, we have to get better. And I think the youth is progressing at a really fast rate. And you see these younger, you know, males and females players getting chances to play, you know, in Europe, getting chances to play for the national teams, and getting capped at really young ages. So I think that that's a promising thing for soccer in the U.S.
You know, I was, I don't know, as they said, probably the World Cup in Germany for the women, when I didn't feel like I was watching, you know, female sports or male sports, that I'm just watching a World Cup. And it's been enthralling and gripping ever since. What's it like knowing that, you know, at least for your generation, the entire country, even people who normally don't watch soccer, they were behind you fully in France last summer?
Yeah, I think it was, you know, amazing. And I don't really think we realized the impact we truly had on, like, the U.S. until we got back, because we were kind of in this bubble, you know, in France, trying to take care of business. And so, you know, being able to come back and have the parade and going to the ESPYs, it was a whirlwind, but it was amazing. And, you know, it was amazing to see that positive impact we had on so many Americans.
Every once in a while, a center half will get an odd goal, maybe on a corner or something, or late in the game when you throw everybody in the box. 50-plus caps, none yet. But do they, like on set pieces, do they leave you at the half line, or do they let you bomb forward and maybe try to chip in?
It depends. I'm kind of both. Just depends on where the team needs me and who we're playing and what the circumstances are.
And, you know, internationally, not just traveling around with Team USA, but now with the North Carolina Courage. Before that, you were down in Adelaide. How was Australia's Women's Soccer League?
It was good. I think, like the NWSL, you know, it keeps getting better and it's getting more stable. And, you know, there's a lot of Americans that go and play in the W League, and there's a lot of Australians that come and play in the NWSL, so it's kind of a great mix, and it's a nice opportunity to be able to play abroad during the off season.
World champion Abby Dahlkemper is with us for Massage Envy, so let's talk about that a little bit. You know, a lot of teenagers go through acne and other problems. I'm 54 years old. I still get the odd zit. So what did Massage Envy do for you, Abby?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like 50 million Americans, you know, I suffer with acne, and I think it's nice being able to be vulnerable and to, you know, hopefully use the light I'm given through soccer to be able to inspire people and, you know, tell people that it's okay to, that you have acne, not to get discouraged. And I think the acne facial series, you know, through Massage MD, helped me so much. You know, you get a customized regimen with, you know, an esthetician that caters, you know, to help what you need for your face. And I think that, you know, it helped me tremendously. My skin's never looked better. And, you know, throughout the journey, I learned so much. And they had amazing products, specifically with Proactive, that helped my skin a lot.
Very interesting. And I know that you actually had your own esthetician at Massage Envy or skin coach, Amanda. What do these experts provide the just normal people like you and me? What do they teach you?
Yeah, I think, I mean, Amanda was awesome, and I'm sure all the estheticians are amazing at Massage Envy, but I think that they teach you as much as you want to learn. And I think that, you know, I was very eager to learn and, you know, hear any advice that she had to give. And so they're so knowledgeable and ask questions. I, you know, still use the certain regimen we came up with. I learned, you know, valuable lessons to be able to have my skin, you know, look the best it can. And that, you know, translates to my game on the field. And when I feel like I look my best, I, you know, feel confident and play my best as well.
And then finally, you know, women's soccer is not just that, you know, we've had a World Cup since 91, but the whole thing with equal pay and dealing with the United States Soccer Federation and everything that Megan has done for people as well. Do you think about, you know, being trailblazers as well and changing things for the next generation of young girls?
For sure. I think it's an honor to be able to be a part of such an inspiring group of women, like you said, and to be known as a trailblazer is, like, very humbling, and hopefully we can have a positive impact on the world and, you know, inspire people to make changes that are positive and only better the world.
That's Abby Dahlkemper marshaling the back line for the USA Women's National Team, the World Cup champions, and here for Massage Envy to check out their new acne facial series powered by Proactive. Abby, congratulations on all your success. Thanks for representing not just the USA, but here in the Bay Area so well. And hopefully we'll catch up down the road.
Thank you.
Okay, great. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the product they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Rick Tittle wants to hear from you. The phone call is free, y'all. Just dial 1-800-878-PLAY to get yourself on the air right now. Call him up now, lazy ass. 1-800-878-PLAY.
But I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
I'm just thirsty. Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
All right, welcome back to the show, 1-800-878-PLAY. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to have Dave Turin on. He's from the Discovery Channel. But lines are open, and let's go out to the East Bay with Vince. How are you doing?
Oh, great. Hey, I finally got your app loaded. I used to listen to you on Google. Mm. Now I got you on the radio, so I feel like I'm moving in the 21st century. The question I have is, I heard the Oakland A's are now not going to have a radio station. Are they going to instruct people, like, am I going to find it on one of these radio stations to app it down and listen to it that way? Have you heard it or anything? And how are you going to be listening to the A's?
Yeah, it's really, really, really horrible, and they're bragging about it, and I just think it's a shame. And all these people who, I mean, I know how to work an app, tune in radio, and Bluetooth it, then you're using data. I mean, it's just Ken Korak, everybody, the fans, we deserve better. And then the fact that they're bragging about how they're not on the radio, it's really just one of the lamest things I've ever heard.
I mean, I know your old radio station used to carry it, or it's not really old, you still work there occasionally, but I was wondering, why do they leave it? I mean, I know they didn't talk about the A's as much as the, you know, the Giants and stuff, and they don't talk about the Raiders, even though the Raiders are on their network, as much as the 49ers, but I mean, it's still kind of crazy just to leave it because they act like that. I mean, you got to act like an adult. I mean, you can't force a sports talk show guy to talk about your team. You know, he's got to want to talk about it. If they wanted guys to talk about it, maybe they should have hired somebody that would talk about the A's more than the Giants, you know, in one of the hours or whatever. I don't know. It just seems kind of crazy they left. That's not why I called, I guess. That's part of the things I called. But one of the questions I had is, Omar Spillman, I don't know if you've been following him, but he's been put on a D-League. And they, I guess they were hoping to cut him. And then I guess the Minnesota found out they're $500,000 over the cap and they can't get under it. Because if they cut him, they still have responsible for his salary. And I was wondering, do you think the Warriors will trade for him back? You know, they have a really couple late, really second-round picks. Maybe they could give one of those second-round picks because it looks like Minnesota does not want Omar Spillman at all. And I don't think he was that bad of a center. I mean, they could use him with Marco Chris. Do you think the Warriors will get him back?
I have no idea what they think of Omari Spillman. Maybe so. I don't know.
Because I know Minnesota has no thoughts of him. They want to get rid of him, so we might get, I mean, we could probably get him for nothing. The other one is Richardson. I was looking at for the Sixers. He's now starting, or he started. He's playing more minutes. I'm wondering if we're going to be able to get him, or Robinson, not Richardson. Robinson, the third. I hope we get him back. Well, he might be gone. And so the other thing is, I was watching the Warriors after their game. They had those guys on, those two guys after the game, I guess they call it. And they were talking about they think that the number one pick, if they get it, it's going to be Ball, because the Warriors want to have a point guard to replace Curry with when he gets older, because he's 32. He's going to be 33 next year. So they figure Ball will take about 2 years, to, you know, because he's only 19, 2-3 years. And when he gets in his prime, you know, 21, 22, that's when, you know, Curry will be, you know, declining. And they want to kind of have somebody on a switch on that. Have you heard anything like that, or do you think those guys are just making that up?
That's one of the speculations. I would have to say that I disagree that they would go LaMelo Ball, because he's basically, that's like bringing D'Angelo Russell in again. I sometimes you just want to get the best guy, the best baller. I understand that. But I don't think they're really going to spend the number one overall pick on a guy who's going to sit behind Curry for 3-4 years. I mean, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, I mean, but he could play. I mean, he'll play a lot. I mean, it wouldn't be like, you know.
Yeah, but how would he play a lot? I mean, it's like D'Angelo Russell. It just wouldn't fit to have another point guard or two guard in there.
So you don't think they would do it? I mean, I heard, I don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore, because so much stuff is on the internet. And I mean, I read everything, and it looks like, it's like I'm not sure what's fake news and what's not. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm looking at the Sharks, and they're talking about still trading a bunch of guys. And, you know, what scares me is the Sharks, and it's never been like this. This is the worst part of being a Sharks fan right now is I've heard from three different scouts. I've been reading it, part of it in the Hockey News, part of it on their webpage, that they're all saying the same thing, that the Sharks' minor league system is totally, completely depleted, that the best players they have is might be a third or fourth line player. And that's like one or two players. The rest of them, they don't even consider them NHL players. And they said of all the years they've been following the Sharks, this is about the lowest point of their farm team. And that, because I guess they've been trading all their players away to, mm-hmm. to make a run in the cup. And mm-hmm. I'm not faulting Wilson for that, but, you know, now he's getting picks. But even if you get these picks, it's going to take 2-3 years to build the farm team. And, you know, the Sharks could be in trouble for like 2-3 years. And I'm wondering, is it wise to have their money tied up in like, you know, 3 or 4 players, large contracts, and not maybe spread it out and try to sign and get more players, because they're not going to be able to bring up players. I mean, I watched them play against New Jersey. New Jersey stinks. I mean, and they were getting outplayed by them. I mean, they're young guys they're bringing up. And I'm getting really worried. I think the Sharks might not be good for maybe, you know, a few years. You see that, or do you think it's just a temporary low?
Well, as you said, I don't blame Doug Wilson for going for it, but it's not just the guys you draft. I mean, you look at a guy like Jonas Donskoy that they plucked off the Panthers. You can look at a guy like Tim Heed they got off the Ducks, and I know he's not the same effect. That, I mean, Donskoy scored the most famous goal in the history of the Sharks. There are other ways you can get talent, and then there are guys who are late bloomers in the farm system. So this whole gloom and doom about how the Sharks have the worst farm system, you know, maybe this year. I'm not saying it's going to get magically delicious or anything, but, yeah, they're going through a transition. They were in the playoffs for, what, 14 out of 15 years or something?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Wilson. I would not, you know, I mean, I get sometimes mad because I don't know what else he's supposed to do. I mean, nobody knew Jones. I mean, you look at Jones, like yesterday, he played his heart out the game before that. He had a shutout. Jones does that. He plays like 4 games, like he looks like Patrick Waugh, and then there's 4 games he looks like you or me playing there. I mean, you know, it's like, what's going on? And I can't figure that out. I don't know if it's in his head or what, because there's, like I said, there's like games he plays, and he looks like he's, you know, unbelievable out there. And I don't understand why he does that. I mean, he's more up and down. Bell's more of a consistent, you know, like consistent. He's not like, he doesn't throw shutouts like Jones can, but he doesn't usually let a bunch of goals in either like Jones does. So he's kind of like in between. So neither one of them I'm really sold on. I wouldn't be shocked if they trade Dell before the trade line just to try to get another draft pick. But I heard they have no goalies in their farm team at all. So, you know, if that happens, at least Jones could play almost all the games the rest of the way. And then maybe he could turn his career around. If not, then, you know, they're going to have to do something else in that end. But they're looking at maybe signing a new goalie on the in the offseason, they were talking about, at least from what I was reading. But I'm really worried. I've never been worried like this about the Sharks. But like I said, they gave me a whole bunch of years in the playoffs. So even if they stink for 2-3 years, I can live with it, you know, and build it back up. You know, Wilson's a genius. He'll build it back up. You know, I don't think it'll be down. But with the Warriors, so you don't nobody knows, I guess, even if they get the number one pick, but you think they're going to take Wiseman then.
I have no idea. I just don't think they're going to take LaMelo Ball unless they – I mean, they just – if you think, well, maybe he can play on the wing, well, they got all this money tied into Andrew Wiggins to be their wing guy. It just doesn't make
like
a lot
Wiggins.
Of sense. I like him, too.
Like,
it doesn't make a lot of sense, though.
I think – I mean, I look at Minnesota. It's like a cursed team. I was wondering, could you imagine if Green got drafted by Minnesota? He wouldn't be this player. I mean, I've seen the way he plays this year with the Warriors. Without the players around him, he doesn't look that good. But I know he's a good player. He's just not playing like that because his heart isn't in it because of the, you know, everything's going wrong. But I'm sure next year Green will be back his same old self. But I'm just saying that, you know, that's why I think he's going to look a lot better, Wiggins, you know, playing here. And that's why I want to get Spillman back. I think Spillman, I mean, he's only making $2 million. He's guaranteed that next year because they picked up his contract. The Warriors did when he was here. And I like Omar Spillman. I mean, is he a starting center? No. But he's not a bad guy coming off the bench. I think he's really – I think Marco Chris, to me, can be a starting center. I mean, but he's not going to be a great one. He's going to be – you know, but you have – if you're really good at the backcourt and you're really good at the wing, you don't have to be a superstar at a center. You could, you know, have a good player at a center and still be okay at a team or a good team. You know, you don't have – you're not – very few teams have five players who are all good in all positions. I mean, they usually have two or three at most, your best teams – you know, and then they have two weaker positions. So I don't know. Marco Chris really surprised the hell out of me the last few games, and I really hope that they get Spellman back because the other center off the tip of my head right now, he hardly plays anymore. He's really good, but he never plays, and I just think we can't count on him as much. That's why,
yeah,
I want to get.
All right. Back. Well, anyway, I got to run to a break, Vince. Thanks for the call, and have a good weekend.
You too. And by the way, I agree with you in the movies. I hate when they dub it. I'd rather listen to it and read it.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. When we come back, we'll check in with Dave Turin. Got a hit show on the Discovery Channel.
At Aaron's, we believe in the magic of wintertime warmth, the magic that comes from good people out there, always helping others, working hard and providing for those they love, no matter what. So why are there so many stores unwilling to work with some good people? Just because your credit isn't the best doesn't mean your TV or refrigerator can't be. That's why at Aaron's, we work with you. So you can get flexible lease-to-own plans that fit your budget. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Ooh, thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
Fat Boy in effect. Fat Boy in the city. Dun, 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 dun. Looking wild and whatever. We'll get Dave Turin when we get him. Dave being a little bit fishy on us. Maybe he's out there looking for gold. I got my gold. Where your gold at, girl? 1-800-878-PLAY. It's official now that Klay Thompson is out for the season. Out for the season. I was there at game six last year, which was the last game the Warriors ever played in Oakland, California, in the finals, and he did his ACL, and that was it. Still got his contract, but that was it. And so he has missed the first 55 games of this season. He's been reevaluated. He's making good progress, but he will not be back. In fact, he had Russell Westbrook getting thrown out of a game at Oakland last night, and he comes over, and you can see Klay going, "What are you mad about, bro? What you got, bro?" That's basically his contribution, not his own fault. But we heard maybe he'd be back in February, that type of thing. Well, he's officially out, and that's probably for the best during a lost season. All right. As I mentioned, Dave Turin is with us. And once again, Dave is back because Dave Turin's Lost Mine, which, of course, is a spinoff from Gold Rush, it returns for a second series, and that'll be tonight debuting on the Discovery Channel at 9 p.m., Dave, thanks for being on the show again. When you had your little spinoff, were people saying, it's going to be one and done? Or did you think, nah, we'll get at least two seasons? where was your mindset?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Rick. And, yeah, it's amazing I've got a second chance. You know, in this business, I'm a gold miner, and I don't know that much about show business stuff, but what they've told me is for me to get a second chance with a TV show is pretty amazing. So we're making the best of it. But the fun part is, I've got a new crew. We're in Montana, and we had a good year, and it's pretty fun and exciting to see the crazy things we did this year, and I'm looking forward to the premiere tonight. It's going to be fun.
What's it like up there in the big sky country? Because I know a lot of Hollywood types go up there and they gobble up a lot of land because there's not a lot of people, is there?
No, there's not much people, but we love that whole big sky country. You know, you sit out under the stars at night and the sunsets, the sunrises are just amazing. But what made me really feel fall in love with Montana is the people. You know, when I went there, I started prospecting there about a year ago, or no, it's been about a year and a half ago. And I just, as I traveled, I met so many amazing people that rely on mining and their lives, their livelihood. You know, their history is centered around mining. And when you say something, like when I was around Montana, when they say to me, they go, hey, if you ever need anything, call me.
Wow.
And you know, everybody says that, but in Montana, they really mean it. They'll like give you their phone number, and I'm like, I've called them out, and they do. They respond, and they help you. So the people are just amazing. You know, the ranchers, the miners, the people that I was working with were just truly amazing, and I fell in love with Montana.
Well, I can tell you that I don't mean it when I say it, so, but I'm a California type, so. There you go. The other thing about Montana is, I mean, thousands and thousands of abandoned mines. I didn't realize that so many people took a crack up there.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. So, you know, the California Gold Rush in 1849, it ended pretty rapidly. I mean, it was about a two-year gold rush. Well, you've got over 100,000 people that came to California, and then all of a sudden the gold runs out. Well, they just spread out, and what they did is they started finding a lot of gold in Montana. So everybody rushed up there, and there was a lot. There was many, say, many gold rushes. So somebody would strike gold on, say, the Confederate Gulch, and then all the people would run them. They'd build a town, and within 2 years, they'd get all the gold, and then they'd move on. And in Montana, it's pretty widespread. Up and down on the, you know, on the side of the Rocky Mountains, there's a lot of gold. And there's actually, if you look at the, you know, the Department of Natural Resources in Montana, there's actually 3,500 abandoned mines in Montana alone. And I was able to, you know, go look at about 30 of them. And we, you know, we were looking around prospecting, and then finally, for the show, we finally got on a good property, and we mined it, and they filmed us.
That's pretty cool. The only thing I can think of, Dave, is when you look at these abandoned mines, and you'd say, well, they're not safe in the least. So how do you make sure that you shore things up and make it safe when it's been empty for 200 years?
I had to hire experts, so you have I'm not allowed to actually go in the tunnel. Any abandoned mine, if it's a tunnel, if it's a cave, you know, if it's a portal, you're not allowed to go in there. So what I had to do is hire experts. They would go analyze it, check the walls, check the ceilings. And then once that was accomplished, then we could go in and start, you know, looking around, sampling. And if it's too dangerous, trust me, we just back out and say, that's good enough, let's go find another one. But one of the most amazing stories was, there was one that we were really interested in because it shut down just before World War II, which a lot of these did, because in World War II they wanted all able-bodied men and women to help with the war effort, and they figured mining gold wasn't going to help the war effort. So this mine shut down, and we knew there was some value in the ore that was sitting out. And we were talking to the lady, and she said, look, I want somebody to go inside the tunnel and pull the bones of my grandfather out of there.
Whoa.
Because he died just before, and that's what shut the mine down. And I was like, nope, not me. I'm not going under there to get your grandpa's bones. It wasn't for me.
Wow, you'd go from Dozer Dave to the Holy Shroud of Turin at that point.
There you go, right?
Man,
it's funny you say that. My family is from Turin, Italy. My dad's family.
That's great. So you didn't go. You don't go with the Torino, yeah. Though.
No. It was T U R R I N. My grandpa came from Italy in like 1910.
Wow. Dave Turin is with us.
Yeah.
Gold Rush, Dave Turin, Lost Mines, second season tonight, Discovery Channel, 9 o'clock. A couple more questions. You know, when I think about trying to extract the gold, and I'm thinking about explosives, Where are you in between nitroglycerin, dynamite, C4, and frag hand grenades by moving some dirt around?
All of the above. You know, it's funny. I handled a lot of explosives. Our family business was a rock quarry and paving and asphalt. So the rock the family business was rock that we put on roads. And I was always the guy that was in charge of setting up the shots, you know, the drill pattern and the powder and the explosives. But we used stuff that was called ANFO, ammonium nitrate fuel oil. And then you in a confined space, you've got a booster and a cap, and you blow that up. And so we used that. I mean, thousands of pounds of that. So none of that bothers me or scares me as long as you treat it with respect and you're professional about it.
You know, I've been following you guys because you've been on the show since the show started, and I remember talking to Parker when he was a teenager, and it's just cool to see the development. And I know that Todd Hoffman, as Parker Schnabel told me, he has his own airport now. So now that you have your own show, do you have your own airport, Dave?
No, sir, I do not. I think those days are kind of gone. Todd did very well for himself. I've got, I appreciate the opportunity that Todd gave me. And what it did is allowed me to do what I want to do now. You know, I left Gold Rush. It was kind of unfortunate circumstances. It wasn't the way I wanted to go out. But then it actually gave me the opportunity to do this show my way. And what I'm doing is, when they asked me to do a spinoff, I said, look, I'm really not interested in doing a spinoff. I don't want to do a lookalike. But what I'd like to do is show more history. Mm-hmm. Show more real people that either mind their family's mind, and then center that around us trying to go back where the old timers were, try to figure out the ground, work with the landowners, and try to make a little bit of money. And then in the end, I want to be an advantage to the landowner and put his ground back, give him some gold, and we all walk away happy. And so that's what I tried to accomplish, and I think we've accomplished it. It's been quite a journey, but it's kind of fun to do it my way now.
No, it's great. I like the angle that you take. And by the way, I asked Todd how close I could get to his perimeter, and he said, as he put it, I could drop you at 1,000, as he put it. So I won't be going there soon.
That would be Todd.
So the thing I love about Discovery Channel is they find people who don't get drunk with fame. And I don't use it as a pejorative, but to say just an everyman. You guys are able to operate with cameras all around you, knowing it's going to be on TV. And yet, I'd say 99% of the time, you're just being yourself. How hard is that?
It's very difficult. But I've learned to deal with it. You know, I'm now, this will be my 11th year doing this kind of stuff on TV. But my biggest fear is the guys that I bring along. Mm-hmm. So, the scare is we're operating big pieces of machinery, and we're focused on the job. So, I mean, we're digging a hole in front of us to dig up the gold, right? Well, you've got camera guys all around you. And so my biggest fear is to get somebody hurt. And the other thing is, as I train my guys, I'm not training them just to dig a hole to get the gold. I'm training them to, like, look to your left, look to your right, who's behind you, who's in front. You could have, you know, a young camera person, and they run right in front of your bucket, and you don't even know they're there. So for me, it's scary, the people that I bring on, because they not only have to learn a new job in the wilderness and dig up gold, which they've never done before, now you throw a bunch of camera guys around them, and it can get scary. And that's my biggest fear. But thank God, nobody on my watch, nobody's ever gotten hurt. And that's a product of just being diligent about safety. And we just try to be very, very careful with everything that's going on around us.
That's one of the best. He doesn't knock on wood for that. He knocks on gold. It's Dave Turin. Make sure to see Gold Rush. Dave Turin's Lost Mine second season is back. Nobody got hurt, and you can check it out for with your own eyeballs tonight on Discovery Channel, 9 o'clock Eastern. and Pacific. Dave, always great having a chat with me, man, and congratulations on your success, and come on back for season three.
I love it. Thank you for having me, Rick. You have a great day.
All right, good stuff.
9 o'clock.
There it is, 9 o'clock. Come on back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
I joined the Army because my father and my brother were in the Army. I thought I'd better join before I got drafted.
Son, there ain't no draft no more.
There was one?
Tittle always goes commando.
Commando, girl. Don't act like I don't when I do. All right, that's going to wrap it up for Twitch, but we still have another hour to go. Somebody wrote a check, and they're taking my studio. So I'm going to go back in the broom closet. So, yeah, Klay Thompson's out. We knew that. But now Kyrie Irving with the Nets, he will join Kevin Durant on being out for the season. We knew that Durant tore his ACL. But Irving... that one is going to hurt. He had a shoulder injury. He came back in January. He played 9 games. He had that amazing 54 points right after Kobe died versus the Bulls. But now the pain is just too much, and now he's having season-ending arthroscopic shoulder surgery. And the troubling aspect of this, according to Brooklyn coach Kevin Anderson, is that the pain is not a result of a play or anything. It's just been bothering him. And it's just an off and on thing that has been bothering him. And so if there's any silver lining, it's that actually been slightly better without Irving. Think about that. The Nets are 8-12 when he plays and 17-16 when he sits. That is a weird stat, to say the least. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. I'm going to head over into the Baruma closet, but don't fret. We'd love to have you at 1-800-878-PLAY. One more hour to go, 1-800-878-7529.